HarperCollins presents The Lighthouse Secret by Carmel Harrington. Read by Avna Manzer Wallace. Prologue. Friday, the 25th of May, 1951. Ballycotton, Cork. Four women stood shoulder to shoulder at the harbour. They looked out to the statuesque black lighthouse which rose proudly on Ballycotton Island, a few miles across the bay. The skies overhead darkened once more, and a rush of wind whipped across their faces. It moved the youngest one's long brown hair, revealing a bloodied gash above her cheek. Next to her stood her mother, the oldest of the group, but with the same oval face and denim blue eyes as her daughter. With a shaking maternal hand, the elder woman pressed a handkerchief against the younger's wound, red blood staining the white cotton. Third in line, a woman with a headscarf tied tight under her chin winced as she held her bruised abdomen. "Whisht!" she called out to three children who played a few feet behind them. "The handover is happening." The only sound to fill the air was their laboured breathing and the lap of the waves breaking against the sands of the bay below. "There it is," the last woman said, with lips stained with ruby-red lipstick, pursed tight. The dark clouds parted to reveal the lighthouse beacon as it flickered across the Irish Sea towards them. The young woman with brown hair began counting to 10 softly, marking the beats between each flash of light, as she'd done hundreds of times throughout her childhood. Her blue eyes glistened with threatened tears, a long sigh lost among the cries of the gulls. Stuffing her handkerchief into her coat pocket, her eyes never leaving the distant lighthouse, her mother finally spoke. "If anyone finds out, we'll hang for what we've done. Make a solemn vow here and now that we will never speak of what happened yesterday. Not to each other, nor to another living soul." Silence hung between them as the women watched the horizon until the relief boat appeared. The sound of a seagull's call echoed around them. "I never thought I'd have a marriage with so many secrets and lies," the woman with the ruby red lips said, her voice quivering. "We had no choice," the elder woman replied as she placed her hand in front of her. "What's done is done. Now, let's swear our silence and put a smile on our faces. The principal keeper is coming home." Part 1. Don't forget that maybe you are the lighthouse in someone's storm. Unknown. Chapter 1. Molly. Saturday, the 8th of July, 2023. Camden, Maine. Molly paused at Hog Cove, doubling over to catch her breath. She looked through the green-leaved trees which bent so low they almost kissed the water's edge. An early morning jog on the Beauchamp Point Trail shouldn't be this taxing, but her body wasn't her own anymore, was it? Her phone buzzed in her pocket with a text message from her husband, Nolan. "Nolan, I'm guessing you are with Albie. I hope you are okay. I'm sorry about... well, I'm sorry about everything." Molly pushed her phone back into her Lycra running shorts pocket, her stomach constricting in guilt. She loved her husband. That was never in question. But it was too painful to think about him right now. He knew her well enough, guessing that she'd come here. She was nothing but predictable. She always ran back to her childhood home, to her dad, when she was in trouble. She carried on, moving from a slow jog to a run. Molly wanted to push herself, feel the burn in every muscle until her mind stopped turning, only focusing on the mud track she was on. She hadn't run for months on the advice of her doctor, but there was nothing to stop her now, and she was desperate to embrace it. A red-tailed hawk cried out as it patrolled the skies overhead, but Molly didn't stop to look up. She continued pounding the path, her head low.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?